This message is for you if you're struggling with confidence, if you're allowing lack of confidence to prevent you from getting what you want out of life. Because as a performance coach, one of the things that hurts me the most is when you see people, individuals, and they've got this huge dream and they've got the potential, they've got the talent, the skill is all there to make it happen. But there's one problem. It's the way they're viewing themselves and the world. It kind of sets things up so their mind doesn't even allow them to get off step one. It doesn't allow them to take the actions that are needed to make that dream in their mind a complete reality, which is so possible to do. And it just makes it impossible for them to succeed. And it really does kill me when I see this, because you know, as human beings, we've got so much potential. Humans have proven it for eons, that we can do almost anything we put our mind to. And we know it consciously, we really do, even subconsciously. However, when it comes to our own lives, the way we view ourselves, the way we look upon it, because it's just our perspective, we've got all these false ceilings, these limitations of what we can achieve and what we're actually going to put ourselves out there to do. And for me, that's what I call confidence or lack of confidence. It's not just being this person who can go through life being loud and being the center of attention in a room, because sometimes that's actually lack of confidence. That's insecurity and it's just a front. Real confidence for me is you being yourself and letting yourself just let loose, take actions without worrying about the consequences and worried about people judging you and not having these thoughts in the mind that kind of trip us up. So we know what we need to do, but we can't get ourselves to do it because we haven't quite got the confidence to do it. That's the stuff I'm talking about here today. Now, this seems to be becoming a lot more common now, where I'm hearing people just say that they can't get themselves to take action. Someone somewhere has put something in their head that's made them have lack of self-belief, or maybe they've watched their parents and the way their parents act and they've got beliefs from them, so it creates their own perspective, and that's where we trip up. The way we see life, the way you're seeing life may not be completely aligned with reality. For example, if you have got this huge desire, this burning desire to achieve something in your industry, but you can't get yourself to even pick up the phone to go and get that job interview or to introduce yourself to somebody who could open up doors and allow you or give you the chance to make it in that industry, because you're scared of being refused. You don't think you have enough, you've done enough to even deserve to talk to that person. Whatever it is that you've kind of dressed it up as that prevents you from taking that action, that's the problem. And we call it lack of confidence, but really I'd say it's perspective. It's how you're seeing things and on the outside world and translating them to how you feel about it that creates the action or not. And this is the problem. It's that communication, that circle. People often ask me, what's the difference between the certain person that makes it in this sport or in this industry compared to the people that struggle? For me, it's mindset. Yeah, okay, they might be able to do the specific things really well. You know, if it's racing, they can hit the pedal hard. They know how to carry the car through high speed corners or whatever. There's a list of things. But normally, they're not the best in all these areas. For me, the biggest difference is their perspective, their belief system, their coding. It's internal. The way they see things externally, take them in and translate them and react to that, is pretty much where the secret is. And confidence is very aligned with that outlook. They have to be, you have to be super confident if you're going to succeed in any sector, any industry. And again, confidence just means for you as an individual to be able to perform without these rules of what you should do. It's more like, I think I do. I know I've got to take actions and I take them. I'm not talking myself out of it. That's the biggest difference. Then over the years, these actions, these things that you've done, the results you've got, they just keep building you. And you take more and more failures and you keep learning from them and growing from them. And that's what builds a champion. But if you haven't got the confidence to even go for things in the first place, or when you do go for them, you're not yourself. You're not loose. You're worrying about if it's going wrong. So you're tense and you're not fluid or flowing. This is what makes people fail. The things that you believe, your coding, the actual roles within, if they're not aligned with the kind of person you want to become, you're going to struggle. For example, if you know that you want to be a top public speaker, but you have rules inside that you mustn't look bad in public, you mustn't fail, I must be perfect, I don't want to look stupid in front of others. If you've got them kind of beliefs or rules inside because you're worried about what will happen and what people will think, you're not going to be a very good public speaker. You're going to be petrified. You're not going to be fluid. You're going to forget all your words when you're up there and the message that you want to portray. And it's going to be a mess until you train and you start to change them beliefs. That really, for me, is what confidence is all about. I mean, confidence is like a muscle. You need to train it. Obviously, we've been told that. We know it's an emotion. And an emotion can be created at any point in time, and you're doing it all the time. So these are all things that you know already, but I really want you to take this moment now and just understand that my coding as a person is responsible for my level of confidence, the way I feel about certain things. So when you think about your industry, when you think about performing, I want you to start to be a bit of an investigator from now on. And understand that when you are confident, how the hell did you create it? What were you thinking? What thoughts were coming up or were you putting in there? How was you holding your body? How was you breathing? Because you have a recipe for being confident. You've been there. There's something in this world at some point that you have acted with confidence. I want you to go back to that time. I want you to go back to that time and dissect it. How the hell did I do that? I mean, I've done it in my life. When I was like up to 8 years old or so, super confident. I was there dressed up like Michael Jackson, dancing away, playing the pranks in the restaurants, getting attention. But then as I got older, as maybe I took a few hits at school, started to fail a bit, started to translate, you know, get to puberty, worry about what others are thinking, fitting in, my confidence died completely. And then near the end of school, I started to change things. I started to see things a bit better, the way things made sense to me. I started to fill my head with self-help books and things like this. And it built me up. And I started to then become, you know, hanging around with the popular kids and all this right at the end of school. And that's interesting to me. How did I go from confident down to unconfident, lack of confidence, and then back up to confidence again? And then in certain parts of my career, I did the same again, took these dips. And I noticed that it wasn't really the external, it was me. It was me setting things up and viewing things in a certain way that knocked my confidence and said things to myself. And I held my body in a way that wasn't confident. Bang, there you go. That was my recipe. And to bring it back again, to do these videos, you need confidence to do these videos, right? I'm not saying I'm overconfident. I'm quite an introvert, but I'm confident because I've got a message to say and I want to help people. I want to communicate through this lens to people that it might just help. That makes me confident. This is what you got to find out for yourself. Not only when you are struggling with confidence, understand how you created that, the recipe, the ingredients, the thoughts and how you're holding the body, what you're thinking about, the way you're looking at it, but also on the flip side, when you're super confident, how did I create that? I want you to get to know these different people that you are on the inside. And obviously, it's pretty obvious to yourself who you've got to call upon. Who's the person that you need today? That's really what I want this message is. Every single day, I need you and you need you to create the person that can do the things that need to be done. So if you've got all these people to meet, you've got all these calls to make, get yourself in the right mindset first. Create a confident person. Start with the goal. Reverse engineer what needs to be done. Okay, what do I need to feel and focus on in order to put myself in a good mood for this? And you take the time to do it. You warm that internal engine up so it delivers confidence. And I don't mean that means you're all of a sudden looking forward to it because you might be crapping yourself as you're picking up the phone, but you get yourself to do it. Go there with an objective. You understand the things to focus on that make you feel like you can actually do it. And you do it. It's a muscle. Confidence is a muscle. You've got to train it every single day if you want it to work for you. Just like going to the gym for any muscle. This is up to you to do. If you get lazy on it, your confidence muscle will start to shrink. And you'll feel less of it. Take this on. Use it every day. Give yourself a challenge. You know the saying, right? do something that scares you every day, it's the same for your confidence.